When we talk about money, how is your relationship with money? Would you say it's a good relationship with money? Would you say it's a bad relationship with money? And please give us reasons for your answer. How are you doing it? That being said, Matthias, I do want to ask you also then, I know I have a bad relationship with money. So how do I get out of it? And how long will it take me? Because, you know, we want things to work very quickly.
Well, I don't think that if you have a bad relationship with money, that's the problem. It's how your relationship basically is with current credit. That can be quite detrimental. So I always say that credit is not necessarily a bad thing. It's how you manage credit that can be a bad thing, and that can get you in a really bad relationship with money. So to get out of credit, is the easiest way is to start looking at what is your full credit profile look like. Have a look at what is your unsecured debt. Do some research on what is the interest rates on your unsecured debt. Interest rates is very important because that is the money that you pay extra to, in the end, use that credit. So there's two ways of getting out of debt. The first one is called the avalanche method, and that means you take the highest interest rate debt, whether that is a small amount on your store card or a credit card or a personal loan, and you start paying that off first as soon as possible, because that means you save money on that interest. And when you take that off, and let's say that was an installment of something like 500 Rand or 1,000 Rand, you take that 1,000 Rand that you've already paid off, and you put that into your second highest interest rate account. So you start paying that off faster. The other option is called the snowball effect, where you have a look at your full debt profile and you see that this is the debt carried agreement or the debt that you currently have that's got the smallest outstanding amount. And you take that one and you settle that one off first. And then you go to the one that is the second, just a bit bigger. And then you go to the third one and the fourth one. So you start building that snowball to get out of debt. So that's the two ways to start managing your debt profile better.
And then in terms, okay, besides debt review then, what counseling or therapy is available for me if I then have a problem?
Well, debt review is one of the options. There's something like mediation, which is a voluntary process where you go in, you speak to a mediator, they negotiate with your creditors on your behalf as well, and you start restructuring the process. The other option is for you to take control yourself, and you go to your credit providers, you explain to them your financial position, you show to them your incomes and your expenses, and you say to them that this is what I can afford at the moment. That's usually a very short-term process, so you can negotiate with them for a period of 3 to 6 months if you have some problem currently on to get up on some of the arrears or just to have a bit of a breathing space financially. But what you have to remember is when you negotiate with your creditors, there is an agreement that you make with your creditors. You have to honor that agreement. The same with mediation. You have to honor that agreement that is in place. But there's no security or no legal protection when it comes to mediation or you negotiating. And that is where debt review comes in as a different tool, where you have that security of the legal process, where your assets, your critical assets like your home and your car, is protected while you're under the debt review process. But the first thing is communication is key, especially when it comes to relationships, talking about the month of love as well. So communicate with credit providers, communicate with advisors out there, and try and find a solution for your finances as soon as possible.
We talk about money and relationships. If you've just joined the conversation, we're chatting to debt expert at DebtSafe. That is Matthias Potgieter. He is no stranger to the Early Breakfast Show. He's been giving advice for quite a while now and hoping that he is helping you at home to change your lives when it comes to money. 021-446-0567. How is your relationship with money? What are some of the things that you're doing to get out of a bad relationship? What are some of the things you are doing to stay in a good relationship with your money? 31567, that is the standard SMS line. Matthias, so if we talk about money and relationships, we are assuming that it is just the two of us, me and money. But in your experience, we talk about relationships. How What's the conversation that you have with people when it comes to having a partner that is perhaps bad with money? So maybe I'm good with money, but my partner is very bad with money, and therefore we are all bad with money. Do you have those conversations with people?
It unfortunately happens. The law of attraction works a bit different. They say that you always fall in love with a person that's completely opposite to you. So if you are very strict and very cautious when it comes to money, the chances are very good that you're in a relationship with a person that is possibly not as strict and not as cautious about money. And that creates a lot of tension. And relationships overall can be sometimes quite a tricky scenario. And now we add financial trouble to that relationship as well. And my grandmother always said that if money leaves the front door, love leaves the back door. So money and relationship goes hand in hand. And that is the key thing about communication. So we do find it very often where people within a relationship, because of different kind of habits and different kind of looks on money, sometimes do find struggles. When you are single, it's very easy to manage finances because you have your income, you have your direct expenses, and you know exactly what you are responsible for. But as soon as you add another person into the mix that's got also an income and also expenses and also a kind of way of living, it sometimes becomes quite difficult. So the key thing is to make sure that you have conversations about money. Also draw up a budget. So you know what are you responsible for as one family, as a family budget, and who's going to contribute to what, to make sure that numbers basically get to where it should be at the end of the month, just to alleviate any form of stress. Most people say that then rather open up a joint bank account where both salaries get paid in, both got access to their accounts, and both can see what's going on. There's definitely pros and cons on that as well. It depends on how you manage it, but communication is very, very important when it comes to finances in any form of relationship.
And so, as we round up the interview, Matthias, what are your pearls of wisdom or your last words then to the Cape Talk listeners?
Well, it's the month of love, and we all want to spoil our loved ones on Valentine's Day, and it's around the corner. Make sure that you spoil your loved one rather with things that is important, and don't go out and buy things and buy love. Love can't be bought.
Love can't be bought. I'm sure there's someone sitting out there saying, "You bet."